Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/BALL. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Emil Karori of the Jewish Center of Roslyn in Roslyn Heights, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Karori slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Karori.
Shalom and hello to everyone. I'm honored to join everyone for this daily chizuk. An idea that I had about the parasha, our Torah, our Holy Torah, has many ways that teaches us lessons. Some of them are explicit pesukim or chapters or lines in the Chumash, in our Torah, and sometimes there is a special way that Torah teaches us lessons. And that's called Temichut HaParashiot, when two chapters are next to each other. And Torah has a specific lesson with what is called Temichut HaParashiot. Our last week parasha Va'etchanan and this week parasha Ekev come exactly one after the other. What is the lesson of the Torah to put these two parashiot, these two chapters, next to each other? We learn from a parasha of Va'etchanan. Etchanan means to plead and to beg Hashem for something, which Moshe Rabbeinu, Chachamim tell us, asked Hashem repeatedly, 515 tefillot, 515 prayers to Hashem, to please allow him to go to Eretz Israel and see the land of Israel. And Hashem obviously did not grant his wish, and he died outside of Eretz Israel. But he prayed, pray of Moshe Rabbeinu, pray of Moses, which saw Hashem and spoke to Hashem, panim el panim, face to face. Very valuable, very high level tefillot and prayers. And still 515, after 515 tefillot, his prayer was not accepted. But chas v'shalom, a person should not think that they were gone to face, to waste. Chachamim teach us that all of those prayers, Hashem, God put them in a box, up in Shamayim, in heaven, and uses it for any time Am Israel needs some sort of a help and Yeshua, and he uses some of those prayers in order to give us what we need. And this parasha is Parashat Ekev. The Chachamim tell us Ekev is from the Lashon, from the language of the heel of the foot. Chachamim tell us, Rashi tells us in the first line, that Ekev, the heel, are those smaller mitzvot, not the big mitzvot, not Shabbat, not big mitzvot like Kashrut and other things, but the smaller mitzvot that seems very small to us, and we actually push them away or step on them with the heel of the foot, and we ignore the mitzvot. We should pay attention also to those mitzvot. We should pay attention to the mitzvot that are not so big in front of our eyes, or not as important, or is not as chashuv in our eyes, but we kind of ignore them and we step on them without any hesitation. And we should try to pay more attention to those mitzvot as well. And semichut haparashiot, putting these two parashiot next to each other, Torah maybe wants to teach us this point that we should pray to Hashem. We should pray to Hashem to please Hashem open my eyes to realize and to see what small mitzvot, what small things that I can add to my daily life. Maybe more chesed, maybe to do more good deeds, more to see bikur cholim, to go visit other people, sick people, people that are in our congregation, people that were affected by COVID. And we're kind of getting used to it a little bit. We're just becoming a part of life. But those are the smaller mitzvot. It seems small to us, and we ignore them all day, but we should pray to Hashem, va'et chanan. We should be able to pray to Hashem, to Hashem, please open our eyes. Please let us in land of Israel. Please let us see those mitzvot that are very small to our eyes. We ignore them, and we ignore people that are in needs, and we should help them, Bezrat Hashem. And it should bring us closer to the day of Mashiach, Bezrat Hashem. So now I'm going to say the chapters of Tehillim that I was asked to say, Bezrat Hashem, and we are doing this for Refuah Shelema, for the fast healing and recovery of all the sick people that we have in our communities. We are going to start with the chapter 20, chapter Chaf of Tehillim. Lam Naseach Mizmor Le David. יענך אדוני ביום שרה, יסקבך שם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומסיון יסעדך, יזכור כל מנחותך ועולתך ידשני סלע, ייתן לך כלבביך וכל עשתך ימלא, נערר לנה בישועתך ובשם אלוהינו נגדול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך, אתה ידעתי, יהושע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי חודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו בנתעודת אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו. Chapter 23, פרק כ"ג. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר, בנאות דשא ירביסני, על מי מנוחות ילהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני במעגלי סדר למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגס על מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן, נגד צורריי, ישנת בשמן, ראשי חוסי לוויה. אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Chapter 121, פרק חף, קוף חף א'. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למוד רגליך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, אומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני סילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מקורע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור שתתך ובך, מעתה ועד עולם. And chapter 130, קוף למד. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך חשובות לכל תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמריה, אדוני מי יעמוד. שמחה הסליחה, במען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני כי בתא נפשי, ולדברו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, עם אדוני החסד והרבה מופת דוד, והוא יפדד ישראל מכל עוונותיו. We are going to say Mishe Barach for all the sick people that we have, and we're going to make a pause, and everybody should mention the names of the sick people that have in their minds. Mishe Barach Abotenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David, Shlomo. Hu Yivarech V'Yirapeh Et HaCholim. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ולהרפותם להחזיקם לחיותם וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים برمخ عباران و شخص گیدان به تو شهر خوله اسرائیل رفوت نفش و رفوت حکوف هشتا برگالا بیزمان کاریو به نمر آمن اخین و کل بیت اسرائیل هنوتین به سارا و به شیویا حامدین بل بیان بن به یباشا اما کم یرخم علیهم به یوتیم میسارا لروخا و افیلا لورا مشیبود لگورا هشتا برگالا بیزمان کاریو به نمر آمن.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Karari. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Toba for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.